Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Shopping, tourism's number one sport. Although it is possible that with the rise of online shopping, classical physical shopping centers around the world might have to rethink their marketing efforts, shopping currently remains the number one tourism activity. Were visitors to see shopping, this loss would become a major problem for the travel and tourism industry. Online shopping is not the only threat to tourism. Globalization has meant that local products have become international and that shoppers can find the same products throughout the world. If visitors can find the same products at home, then much of the sport of shopping becomes irrelevant. Without unique products, people will purchase less, both for themselves and for their friends and family. These threats can mean that shopping pilgrimage points are at risk. All risks, however, also contain opportunities, and the wise tourism professional is the person who is considering how to change negative economic factors into positive rebirths. Shopping is big business. Traditionally, shopping centers tend to fall into two categories, the indoor or galleria model and what is often called a strip mall, where the stores are often located around a parking lot and have no indoor corridors. The on-street downtown center city is in reality a strip mall situated in an urban setting. No matter what form the physical shopping area takes, security is always a major concern, and one of the major reasons for a downtown or mall's demise is issues of security. While many people falsely believe that shopping centers are safe havens, multiple incidents at shopping centers around the world prove this belief to be false. Around the world, shopping centers and downtowns have suffered not only from issues of shoplifting and pilferage, but from robberies, gang violence, and even acts of terrorism. When we consider issues of parking, lack of security, and the convenience of online shopping, it is clear that as the retail market prepares itself for its many shopping seasons, such as back to school, the December holiday period, and summer vacation periods, it must also reevaluate its offerings and find new ways to keep current shoppers while attracting new ones. Found below are a number of points to consider regarding security and ideas on how to protect the economic viability of physical, store-oriented, shopping centers. Offer experiences and products that are unique to your area. These offerings should also include food items and cultural experiences. Experiences and unique products mean that personal interactions in the form of good customer service are essential. The internet cannot provide interpersonal product advice. In the world of online shopping, it is essential to be involved with customers. Remember that shopping is the number one tourism sport, and what happens at a mall impacts the economy and reputation of an entire community. The closing of a mall or an incident in your community's downtown, due to crime, gangs, or terrorism, creates economic shocks throughout the entire community. Unfortunately, instead of embracing security and making it part of the shopping experience, many mall operators mistakenly believe that visitors and shoppers will shy away from their stores due to good security. Quite the opposite is true. Shoppers cease shopping not due to their being protected but due to the lack of security precautions. Develop an overall risk assessment. No matter if you are protecting an indoor mall, a strip mall, outdoor mall, or a downtown, city center, it is essential to know the major risks and hazards to your shopping areas. For example, how well do your mall's employees communicate with either mall security or with the police? Consider not only the physical risks and crime risks but also the economic risks to your community's shopping experiences from new sources of online shopping, and also the risks that come from product globalization, or weather-related risks, especially in cold weather climates. For indoor malls, know that their entrances are often one of these malls' weakest security points. Consider finding ways to use septed/tepted, crime/terrorism prevention through environmental design, methods to present an appealing facade that is also safe and secure. Outdoor malls, along with indoor malls, should also consider where plants are placed, how safe restroom entrances are, and how quickly parking lots can be evacuated. Find ways to combine good security with good customer service. simply having security people present is not sufficient. To meet some of the challenges from online shopping, security personnel need to become part of the shopping experience. That means that they must understand not only the intricacies of security but also be part of an overall marketing plan. Make sure that security personnel are trained in what to do in case of a crisis. In a recent study by OSIS, American Society of Industrial Security, well over half of security managers reported that their staffs suffer from inadequate training, especially in regard to issues of terrorism protection. Build loyalty through caring and pay. Many of the malls and downtown areas suffer from high turnover of personnel. Often, downtown or mall executives have failed in creating loyalty and making security people feel that they are part of the team. This high employee turnover rate also means many of people working at shopping centers such as malls or downtowns have had minimal security training or do not see their employment as long-term. Experience matters, and it is essential that security personnel see themselves as part of an overall team. Know the major threats to your shopping. What are some of the physical threats to your location? Is it loitering or the possibility of a terrorist attack? Is it shoplifting, robberies, and burglaries or vandalism? How you prioritize these issues will help to determine your security plan. It is important to realize that often, there is a difference between perceived threats and actual threats, and which threats are most likely to occur may also depend on local political or economic conditions. Be sure to dialogue with local officials and learn which threats they see as most dangerous to the visitor shopping experience, and then ask how the tourism industry can be of help. Consider adapting some of the principles behind Israeli mall security. Israel offers the world's safest malls, not only from issues of terrorism but also when it comes to low mall crime rates, lack of loitering, and customer satisfaction. The Israeli model can be adapted, in whole or in part, to malls around the world, and with a bit of creativity, it can also be applied to the open-air shopping experience. Some of the ways that Israeli mall security differs from mall security in many Western nations include high levels of redundancies. Israeli mall security uses both active and reactive methods to protect the property, the businesses, and the mall shoppers. Perimeter screening is a norm at Israeli malls. The use of unarmed guards supported and monitored by armed police officers. The use of random vehicle checks and entrance checkpoints. Face-to-face interaction between security personnel and mall employees and visitors. Regular periodic risk assessments. Regular mall security drills, similar to fire drills. Requiring businesses to submit emergency response plans in order to obtain a business license. Having regular police checks of security, risk management, and evacuation plans. The author, Dr. Peter E. Tarlow, is president and co-founder of the World Tourism Network and leads the Safer Tourism Program. eTurbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.